Alternative Radio.
What's going on, everybody? We are back, episode 146 of the Dark Windows podcast. My name is Kevin.
I'm Kevin. I had a hiccup, sorry.
I noticed. It's like you're getting ready to start talking, and you were just kind of like went blank, and I'm like, is he going to burp, or is he hiccuping?
I was between a burp and something else. I'm not quite sure.
A shit.
No.
Oh. Speaking of which, I legitimately accidentally shit my pants Sunday. Yep. I was outside tending to the chickens, fired off a piss. You know when you pee, you fart a little bit?
No.
You don't fart when you pee?
No.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Your body doesn't work the same way.
What's wrong with you? What?
I guarantee you 80% of the people that listen to this will say, no, I get that. That happens. But anyway. I farted a little bit too hard and I shit my pants. Super fucking sucked. So yeah, there's a glimpse into my personal life.
I'm sorry.
It happens, guy. Man. Happens. So this week we're going to continue on our little road trip and we are headed to the Hawkeye State, Iowa. So Iowa is 56,275 square miles of rolling terrain in areas that give way to expanses of farmland and others. With a population of 3.1 million people, it's the 31st most populous state in the country. The capital of Des Moines, which is not pronounced Des Moines, it's Des Moines.
Whatever.
It's, the population of the city is 200,000 people. That's a good size city.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not New York, it's not Atlanta, it's not Chicago, but it's a good-sized city.
Yeah.
You know, it's about a third of the population of our state in one city. There are 70 million more pigs than people in Iowa. There's somewhere in the neighborhood of 73 million pigs in the state of Iowa.
Hmm.
A lot of fucking pigs.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yes. Otto Frederick Rowetter
built the first. What?
It's real, motherfucker. It's German. Otto Frederick Rowetter, Rohweder, built the first bread slicing machine in 1928.
Huh.
Before that, bread slicing machines were knives. Believe it or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're gonna abuse your dog, you can mute the microphone so you can yell at her and shit too if you want.
No, I'm not abusing her. She's harassing me, I'm harassing her back.
Right. Iowa produces more corn than the entire country of Mexico. And
well,
Mexico produces a lot of fucking corn.
Not that much.
Yeah.
It's either desert or it's fucking like it's like desert or it's she's really harassing me.
Yeah, but you got to remember, dude, two of the biggest food staples in Mexico are made directly from corn.
It's true.
Corn flour tortillas. You know, you got corn flour tortillas and fucking tamales are made with corn husks. So, Jesus. The chickens in Iowa produce enough eggs in a year to circle the entire planet 21 times. That's a fucking pile of eggs. Like, I thought we were hitting it big time when we're getting a dozen a day, and I was just like, fucking...
I would almost say that's a fuck ton.
It's more than a fuck ton.
Okay.
I mean, that's a lot of goddamn eggs.
Is that a buttload, or is it a buttload?
It's an unmeasurable amount of eggs.
Okay, I didn't know if a buttload was more or less than a fuck ton.
A butt ton is technically less than a fuck ton. Because a butt ton is an actual measurement. Load. But a butt ton is an actual measurement.
A butt ton?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a weight measurement they used to use for wine. Huh. Look it up. Swear to God.
Okay. All right.
The town of Fort Atkinson was the first fort built by the U.S. government to defend one Indian tribe from another. So technically, kind of the first reservation.
No. What? No. No.
Kinda.
No. No. They were defending one from another.
They put him on a specific piece of land and went, stay here.
But did they?
Yeah, they did.
All right. But that was... Okay.
Don't defend them. They're fucking garbage.
Who?
The U.S. government.
Oh.
All right, and as per normal, we've got some stupid laws. Iowa's got some real good ones. It's illegal to sell drugs without a drug tax stamp.
So intelligent.
I mean, if you're selling illegal drugs, you have to at least have a stamp so you can be taxed for selling illegal drugs. But I don't think I think it was more for like pharmacies, technically. But I'm pretty sure we don't have any listeners that live in Iowa that could tell us one way or the other. I don't think I've ever seen a download from Iowa.
I don't know.
I could be wrong, though.
I don't. I haven't looked. I have not looked at that like graphic to show me that.
I know. We got to start tracking that shit more.
In forever. I mean, to be honest, I don't even remember where the fuck to go.
It's somewhere through Megaphone. We'll find it eventually. This one's fucked up. One-armed piano players must perform for free. Fuck you. No tips. If you're a one-armed band playing piano, you don't get paid for it.
Well, because you're...
Cripples don't make money playing music.
you're not playing at your full potential, so why should somebody tip you?
I don't know, dude. I bet there's people out there that can play piano better with one hand than I can with both.
Probably, but their logic is you're only playing with half your potential.
My brother-in-law can lay underneath the piano, put his hands up on the keys, and play it like that without looking at him.
Hmm.
But he also has a business tuning pianos now, too, so.
Yeah.
He's a smarter person than I am, and I accept that. In Cedar Rapids, it's illegal to do palm reading within city limits.
How dare you palm
read? So if you're gonna do that gypsy shit, you take it out of town.
Yes.
You go do your gypsy shit by the dump like everybody else.
Yep. Or you go park in the goddamn park and do it.
Yeah. This one's just fucking stupid. In Marshalltown, it's illegal for horses to eat fire hydrants.
Well,
I mean, it's physically impossible for a horse to eat a fire hydrant. So why does it have to be illegal?
Well, those fucking horses are tricky motherfuckers.
It's kind of like the state of Vermont here, where they just blew a whole bunch of money and wasted a whole bunch of time in state Senate passing a bill to make slavery illegal when it's been illegal for fucking 200 years already.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, don't... We already know it's illegal and it's immoral and it's kind of a fucking gross thing to do. So why do we, have to make it more illegal?
I don't know.
So if you get caught like selling slaves, do they just kill you on the spot now? I don't know. When something's illegal, it can't become more illegal.
Strong possibility.
They can't put you in double jail. I mean.
Well, it's a possibility they might.
Because... Get two death penalties. We're gonna give you the lethal injection, then we're gonna hang you.
Yes.
After you're already dead, to make sure that you're extra fucking dead.
Exactly.
Or would that be more like a Skyrim thing where they kill you and then like trap your ass in the soul gem and then just like stick it in a dish somewhere?
Well,
see what I mean?
I'll think about that one.
I was a prick. I would like trap people in soul gems and throw them in the fucking lake.
I never did that.
Oh, I was garbage. I was like, no, you don't get to go to Valhalla. Fuck you.
I never did that. I don't know. I didn't know
how. No Sovngarde for you, motherfucker.
I never knew you could actually do that.
Oh, yeah.
So I never did that.
In Mount Vernon, you have to have city council permission to throw bricks and stones into the highway.
Seemed reasonable. Can I please throw rocks and stones into the highway?
Listen, I want to do a science experiment.
For what purpose are you trying to do this?
I've got an experiment we're trying to do.
I'm bored as hell.
I've already done the control. So now comes the actual experiment. I'm going to go on top of the overpass.
Yes.
With a pile of cinder blocks, and I'm just going to whip them off there at moving cars. I know what a cinder block does to a stationary vehicle. I need to know what it does to a moving vehicle.
No, sir, you can't.
It's not vandalism. It's not attempted murder. It's science.
No, sir, you can't do that. And then you'll ask why. But why? Because you can't throw a cinder block. If you would prefer to throw rocks and stones, then yes.
Regular red bricks? That. A regular red brick is totally acceptable. Cinder blocks are excessive.
So, no, not even.
You're going to have to change the parameters of your experiment.
No, it says stones and boulders.
It said bricks and stones.
It did not.
It did. I have it typed right in front of me.
Okay, fine. I heard you wrong.
Sure.
You did. So, well, okay,
you were listening too hard again.
Bricks are fine. And, well, yeah. Cinder blocks are just excessive. Yeah.
But what about buckets of solidified, like, mortar? I think that's fine, too. Because it's technically a brick. Just because it's, you know, the entire inside of a 5-gallon bucket. You know, fucking let them have fun. I don't care.
We'll have to deliberate on this one.
One of my favorite dumb laws I've ever read, and I can really kind of get behind this. The Iowa legislature passed a resolution ordering the state cafeteria to start serving cornbread. That is the best spent government money ever.
Sign me up.
Cornbread needs to be a mandatory option at every single restaurant. You want mashed potatoes? You want a biscuit? You want fries? You want coleslaw? You want cornbread? Yes, I want all of it. Extra cornbread.
Yes. Please give me extra cornbread.
Especially Cracker Barrel. It's goddamn.
I mean, now, here's the thing.
I ate every fucking carb available at that restaurant, and I left there happy.
But is it cornbread, like, okay, no, there has to be, I mean, do you draw a line? Is it cornbread in muffin form? Cornbread in just, you know, sheet?
Is there no
unacceptable form?
I am not a cornbread racist. I enjoy cornbread in all of its shapes.
You're a cornbread enthusiast.
Right.
You shall not prejudice.
Prejudice?
You should not hold prejudice against any type of cornbread.
It's cornbread. I mean, you could make it in the form of fucking tiny little, like, cereal pieces, and I'll fucking eat it.
I will, but I'll be disappointed.
Why? You could just get more of them that way. If they made, like, Fruit Loop size cornbread muffins, just eat them by the fucking handful.
No. Because here's why. You can't put peanut butter on it, and you can't put butter on it.
But you can just eat it. You can put that shit in milk and eat it that way.
Ew.
Cornbread and milk is fucking awesome.
Ew.
How dare you?
That's disgusting.
You're disgusting.
I know, but that's besides the point.
You fuck. Okay.
I try not to, but I could.
Some famous folks from Iowa?
Okay, I don't think there's any, but that's okay.
Oh, there's a lot, actually.
Lies.
Johnny Carson, the original king of late night, was born in Corning, Iowa.
Okay.
Badass, old-timey pro wrestler Frank Gotch was born in Humble, Iowa.
I don't know who Frank Gotch is.
He's a pro wrestler back in, like, the 30s and 40s.
Okay.
Our first fictional character I've ever put on the list, because I had to, Captain James T. Kirk of the USS Enterprise, was born in Riverside, Iowa.
He was, wasn't he?
He sure fucking was.
Fuck. All right.
And I do have a fictional character for our Vermont episode when we get there.
Well, yeah.
Because he was born in goddamn Rutland.
Yeah, there's a G.I. Joe.
There was.
But didn't they change him, though?
OG Superman George Reeves was born in Woolstock, Iowa.
Okay, okay.
Then he shot himself.
Huh.
Corey Taylor.
Well, that's under speculation, too.
Oh, no, he shot himself.
Well,
I've seen the pictures.
There's actually speculation whether he did or didn't.
Well, one way or the other, a bunch of his head was missing, so.
That's true.
Same result, either way.
Uh-huh.
Slipknot frontman Corey Taylor was born in Des Moines, so I was right when I guessed last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, you said it.
Because they had an album called Iowa. I think it was one of their first two or so. I wonder if they're actually from there. He's actually from Iowa. Another pro wrestler, more modern one, Seth Rollins, is from Iowa. He's from Davenport.
So there's a lot of wrestlers from Davenport.
There's a lot of wrestlers from Iowa. It's like, wait till we get to fucking Ohio. I could do a list of 30 dudes that are all just pro wrestlers from Ohio.
But there's like a lot of like UFC fighters from Davenport.
Right, because Iowa and Ohio breed nothing but people that want to beat the shit out of each other because they live in Iowa and Ohio.
Well, are there
there's
really
some good I don't know if there's
wrestlers.
It's like I don't know if there's something in the water in Ohio that's like, hey, we're gonna make just fucking big scary motherfuckers that are gonna throw each other around. And Iowa, it's a bunch of farm boys that are just like, we got nothing better to do, let's beat shit out of each other.
True.
I mean, you know, just for shits and kicks, I have one person I want to look up because I have a feeling he's from somewhere in that area. I can't recall. And if he is from Iowa, I'm adding him to the list on the fly. He's not. We missed him last week. He's from Illinois. God damn it. I was like, I think Jim Tomey's from Iowa, but no, he's from Illinois. But he's from like fucking farm country Illinois.
Yeah.
Because that motherfucker does two things. Throws hay bales and hits baseballs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're not quite to we passed Illinois. Yeah.
Yeah. The Duke, John fucking Wayne, was from Winterset, Iowa. No famous people, eh?
Not his real name, though.
No, his name was Marion, but
Marion,
you know,
something.
You can't be a fucking tough guy and be named Marion.
Hey. I mean, now.
That's like getting into a bar fight and getting your ass kicked by some guy named Tammy.
Yeah.
Who the fuck did that to you? Who did that to you? That guy over there. Oh, Brittany? One more. Buffalo Bill Cody was born in LeClaire, Iowa.
Ah.
Yeah. So there are some famous people from Iowa.
Hey.
Believe it or not.
No, did I say Iowa? That's where Radar O'Reilly's from.
I thought he was from Indiana, you said.
No. I made a mistake. I think it was Iowa. Ottumwa.
Is it? Yeah, Ottumwa, Iowa. You're right. Okay.
Yeah.
So why don't you, now that we've talked about MASH and gotten that out of the way.
Hey, it's one of my favorite shows.
It's a great fucking show. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just like, you know, we don't usually bring MASH up, but we did. So we can check that one off the reference list.
Yes.
So why don't you lead us off?
So the first one I have, so I got like a, there's some like urban legend type stuff I found.
I don't think we've really done that yet.
Huh?
One of our road trip. We haven't really done that for our road trip stuff yet.
Yeah, we have.
Like what?
Where the hell? One of them I did. I did like a whole bunch of them.
Okay.
I don't remember which one it was, but
I don't either. That's why I didn't think we'd done one yet.
We have. I'm sure of it. But anyway, so the first one is Children of Iron Hill. In the 1920s, on a stretch of track near Charles City, Iowa, a train loaded with passengers was steaming along, and there was an accident. Some of the train cars were still being made of wood in those days. As Uh-oh. What?
Oh, no, just wooden train cars. Uh-oh, in general.
Yeah. Yeah. As the use of safer steel cars was just being beginning to grow, the cars caught fire and quickly spread through the train. Many of the passengers became trapped. They could not escape the blaze and perished. A large number of deaths were centered around a passenger car loaded with orphan children. Some say
there nuns there too, or was it just orphans?
Just orphans.
Oh, well, I guess that's a plus then. It's just
some say they linger in the woods near Charles City today. Hikers and other visitors to the site have reported hearing the cries of children in the area. Some even claim that they can get a whiff of the faint smell of burnt wood and smoke.
They smell burning kids. You guys smell that?
Nope, that's burning wood. You fucking psycho. Damn.
Same difference. I mean, orphans may as well be like wooden human puppet things.
That's not right. There have been a rare few eyewitnesses, however, who have claimed to have actually seen the ghostly image of a little girl in a white dress merely wandering through the woods of the Iron Hill. On one occasion, a visitor interested in the site was visiting the area searching for any evidence of the carnage that had taken place there long ago, looking for some answers when they discovered the remains of a burnt baby doll half buried near the tracks.
Now, let me ask you a question here. Of all the ghosts that we've talked about on this show, why is it always a woman or a girl in white? Like, what's the common denominator there? I don't understand. There are some where you hear about like a lady in green or a lady in purple or some shit like that, but it's always a lady in white every fucking time. I don't get it. If anybody has any idea, let me know.
I don't know. Because when you're going to be black and black.
You never know. I mean, they have them like where they show up in like green and red and shit or yellow. Like, why is it always white?
I don't know, man. Weird. I have no clue. I don't know. You know?
I have no idea. I'm asking tough questions here, Kevin.
I know. And I don't have the answers to them.
These are the questions that need to be asked on fucking like CNN and shit. Who gives a fuck about politics? Let's talk about ghosts.
Exactly.
We stop focusing on politics and politicians for 30 fucking minutes. We could find Bigfoot. We could figure out what the fuck ghosts really are. We could get a hold of this whole alien thing. But no, we got to figure out, got to fucking bitch about everybody and their brother because they're fucking dickheads when they vote for stuff. So,
well, first off, aliens, nobody wants to talk about them because they don't want to know the fucking truth.
See, I think you're wrong there. There's a lot more people that want to know the truth than you think.
Yes, but then if, like, people that, okay, the whole alien thing, okay, that a lot of people believe in aliens, okay, but then they get like you, where they don't believe that aliens actually helped with different things, and so they deny that part.
I never like said me. They didn't help with things. I'm saying that they didn't come here and build the fucking pyramids. That was built by people. Did. Bullshit. I didn't say that. Bullshit. You've said more than once. No. They had to have some help from something.
I said help. I didn't say they built them. I said help. There's a difference. Help is different than building them.
Anyway.
Aha! See? Speechless. Aha!
Because I don't want to get into a fucking 40-minute argument.
No.
You don't give our fucking predecessors enough credit.
I didn't say they didn't build it. I just said they had help.
Anyway.
that doesn't mean they didn't build it. It's just they had help. You know, it's like saying, okay, hey, with a kid that has what the fuck is it? Pinewood Derby car.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they don't make the. They actually buy the fucking the car. Okay.
I made mine.
Well, a lot of them now just buy the car itself as it is.
They're fucking lazy.
It's kind of like that, you know, where the kid builds it, but he has help from the parent, you know, guidance, you know, or useful tools or something like that.
But there's a huge difference.
That's just what I'm trying to get at.
There's a huge difference between a small block of wood that you turn into a car and a thing you can see from goddamn space.
I'm not, but like I said, though,
the engineering is a little bit different.
But I didn't say that they didn't build it. I'm sure they built it. I'm sure humans are capable of doing a lot of shit. But I'm just saying that, you know, there was help as far as toolage goes.
Yeah, but you're one of the people that thinks they had some kind of fucking hypersonic thing that they could, like, lift shit with sound and move it.
Hey, man, I'm telling you that. I'll just stop it at this. If you could fucking figure out a way that people pre-whatever knew how to cut fucking granite to a precise measurement and more than one angle and everything else, I will believe that, you know, that they fucking built that they didn't have help, that they just did it all themselves.
Measurements. But
they can't do it. You can't even do it today.
How can't you do it today?
Without like our, like, I mean, we have diamond cutting tools that can't cut as precise as these, they, like, some of these cuts are. Like, some of these cuts are fucking, like, fantastic. Look it up. I'm telling you.
I know what you're talking about. They also had a lot more time to do shit like that.
What?
They had more time to do shit like that than we do now. And also, slave labor was a motherfucker where you'd be like, hey, do this right the first time or I'm going to kill you and your entire family.
Well,
you tend not to fuck stuff up.
Yeah, but you can't. It took a long time for us to actually be able to cut fucking granite. You know, and to do it as almost as precise as what we do now. I mean, we cut it pretty precise. And,
but
I mean, there was a guy.
The measurement thing, the whole, like, you know, the measurements are so precise. It's easy. You go on, you know, it's like they used to measure shit by fucking axles. Because shit was a certain length. So, like, you know, or the fuck was that one? Like, they used to measure by handles. So, like, an axe handle is so long. You can measure something by going three axe handles. They're all the same length, and that's precise.
Yeah.
You know, you could say, hey, we're going to take this stick that we cut to a specific length. We're going to measure it against the rock, mark it, and we're going to cut it from there. Just like.
Yeah, but I'm talking about making, like, cuts into things that, you know, that it took forever for us to actually get anything that can cut that.
Obviously they had something.
I don't think they did. I think they had help. Like I said,
some dickhead from outer space came down here with a laser cutter. It was like, here, figure it out, you fucking animals.
Well, you know what? If it actually turns out to be true,
I'll eat my fucking hat.
You know,
ever evidence that aliens came down here and gave us the shit to make it. I'm not saying I don't believe in aliens, because I do. Statistically, the universe is too big for us to be the only fucking thing that are capable of, you know, advanced life. But I don't think that they came here and were like, hey, look at these fucking things. I bet we could turn these things into other stuff that'll do shit.
But what if they did, though?
Where's the proof that they did, though?
Well, maybe they didn't want. Well, it's just, I mean, I mean, the proof is, like, there.
Where?
Well, I mean, things that built, you know, I mean, versus other things that were built.
But there's more proof that that was human than there is alien. The only proof that there's alien is all speculation by people.
Well, if we were so goddamn like great at cutting stuff like granite and stuff like that, then why wasn't civilization, you know, further along than it was?
Because it only advanced as far as it needed to be.
But it should be more advanced if we were able to have machinery that can cut granite
to a precise... Why would it have to be machinery and not a tool?
Well, there's no fucking tool that was from... That would never
ever do it. You can figure it out with something like... You can make a fucking knife to cut through rock. Obviously not through rock, but you have to like chip away at it and dig into it.
I don't know. Anyway...
Because a lot of people would also try to make the Bigfoot argument. Like, well, there's no evidence for that either. Footprints, shit, hair, video, audio. There's evidence of that. Until there's evidence of some alien with a fucking clipboard and a hard hat, you know.
Well.
Oh, anyway, let's get back to it. Sorry we got off on that fucking tangent and yelled at each other.
Oh, no, it's not yelling. It's just a fucking debate. And I think that, you know, I don't know. I just feel that if it was, you know, my feeling is this, and I'll end it right there. I'm going to end it here, is if we were that fucking intelligent, then, you know, like 3,000 fucking years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, plus, you know, we were living in fucking huts. Why wouldn't we? But we were intelligent enough to make things like Pumapunku, and, you know, where we can cut things like granite, which is the hardest rock found on Earth, and cut it precisely at 90 degree angles. Where's the proof that we did it? Where's the tools? Where's everything else to prove that we actually did it? And if we could do that, why the fuck were people living in huts? Still.
Because you didn't need...
That's my thing is, if
houses back smart... Well, here's my thought. I mean, here's my theory with the whole living in huts thing. Housing back then is not what it is today. Back then, it was a place where you slept. You didn't fucking hang out in your house. You weren't doing shit. You didn't have a fucking an area where you work on projects. It was just somewhere where you fucking slept. So it didn't have to be anything fancy.
Okay. All right. I'll concede that one.
Okay.
But then, as far as everything else goes, why aren't we more advanced now if, you know, if we didn't get help? You know, I mean, maybe we got as much help as we needed that, you know, they're like, hey, we want to build this.
Think about it. The argument that you make with why aren't we more advanced? We are.
We're not.
We're not still fucking making shit out of stone with hand tools. We're not fucking just figuring out how to make a wheel or control fire. We are leaps and goddamn bounds more advanced than we were. The reason we're not more advanced is because the technology that we have now, there was no way for it to exist back then because there was no way to create half the shit that we have where you need electricity, you need petroleum, you need all this other shit to make it.
I'm in one camp and you're in the other firmly. And you're in one, you know, different. We're in two different camps here. You know.
Right. But we both make solid arguments.
Well, I'm just in the camp of that if we were that intelligent, why aren't we further along? And I've been saying that from the get-go. Why are if we were that intelligent to have all this stuff, why are we not further along with everything in technology? Why did it come until like, you know, why did it take to the 1960s or whatever it was, 50s, for us to get to, you know, because we like leaps and bounds.
Because we retro engineered Alien Craft and we figured out how to do that shit then.
But we should have been there then already.
No, we didn't have to be. You have to think about this. Throughout time and fucking memorial here, a lot of shit's happened since then. There's been fucking plagues. There's been diseases that have wiped out millions of people. There's been wars. And guess who the first people to get killed during a fucking war or like a general government overthrow are? The fucking intelligent people. And it leaves stupid people to outbreed them. That's why we're not more advanced. Because dumb people breed faster than smart people. They breed faster and more frequently than smart people. Dumb people have bred the more intelligent people out than intelligent people can breed intelligent people in.
Oh, I don't know.
Prove me wrong.
I don't know.
Okay, when fucking Pol Pot took over, what was the first thing they did? They killed everybody with a fucking college degree that wore glasses.
Well, because he had an inferiority complex.
Because he was fucking dumb. We went over that.
But he had an inferiority complex.
Because he was fucking dumb. He was intimidated by intelligent people.
Inferiority complex.
A dur. Same fucking difference. Same effect. I am intimidated by smart people, therefore I have to kill all the smart people.
Yeah, but then there's other occasions where we don't kill the smart people because we need the smart people.
Not as often. Look at what Hitler went through and they killed all the Jews. A lot of those people that were killed off were bankers, financiers, business owners, professors, smart fucking people. We tend to kill smart people because they scare us.
Anyway, enough of that rant. So, yep. So my second one I have is called Lover's Swing Bridge. The bridge is located in Columbus Junction. It draws travelers from all over. It was originally built in 1886, and in 1922, the bridge collapsed with two people on it.
Covered bridge or regular bridge?
Swinging bridge.
Okay, sorry.
Lover's Swinging Bridge. It was rebuilt, but the legend of the bridge began to spread. It's rumored to be haunted by the ghost of a young Native American who jumped from the bridge shortly after it was built. It was a woman that did it. That woman was distraught after finding out that her true love had died in battle, and she thought it fitting to join him in death. That visit the bridge today claim that they can hear desperate wails coming from the from below. If that may not be scary enough, the fact that the bridge is actually 80 feet in the air,
that's pretty might fucked
scare
up.
The shit out of people.
It sure fucking does.
I mean, I'm not so much scared that, you know, it's 80 feet in the air, but I mean, you know,
I'm not big on heights. I think it's just
a sturdy fucking bridge.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, it collapsed. Sturdy bridges tend to not collapse.
I mean, swinging bridges aren't really like fucking reliable.
Well, no, that's my opinion. Not. They're not. But also, you know, if it was sturdy, it wouldn't have collapsed in the first place. But
true,
80 feet in the air is a big is pretty high up. I'm not digging that. That's one of those bridges where as soon as I hit it, I'm going as fast as I can to get off of it.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'd rather drive on one where the water comes right up to the fucking fog lines in the road. I'm fine with that. I don't want to drive that high in the air.
Well, that's a floating bridge, though.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that.
A float bridge is, you know, not that.
The difference is there. I can swim. I can't fly. So,
no.
Worst comes to worst, I can get out of the car and swim. I can't get out of the car and be like fucking poof and take off like a squirrel, you know? True.
So my last one is, it's the Ghost of Stony Hollow Road. This is a lonely little traveled road in Burlington, and it has even less traffic on it at night. The locals know better than to travel the road after dark. On one side of the road is a cliff, And from this cliff, there is said to be a ghost that is found on the cliff. And she goes by the name of Lucinda.
Now, that's a legend, name and a half right there.
Yes. So legend has it that Lucinda was waiting for her husband at this very spot, but he was terribly late. Assuming he had run away with another woman, she climbed to the top and jumped to her death.
Why is it automatically like, oh, he's 15 minutes late. He's fucking some other girl. He definitely couldn't have got caught up at work or, you know, stopped to help somebody on his way through. No. He's fucking somebody else.
Yes. And
women have never changed.
And so tragically, her husband showed up to find his bride dead. And he actually had been delayed due to his wagon getting stuck in the fucking mud.
Oh, you know what would have been even better? If he had stopped to buy her flowers. And she's like, fuck that asshole. I'm going to kill myself. And he gets there and he's like, but shit, I was trying to do something nice.
I know.
I guess the next woman I meet, I'm going to have to treat like shit. Or I can kill myself.
Or actually die. Maybe she'll fucking, her killing herself would be worth it, I guess. I don't know.
I can wait 40-ish minutes and die of dysentery, or I can just jump off the bridge. So
this isn't the fucking Oregon Trail.
Close to goddamn enough. He already had fucking diphtheria, so he was like, well, I can just hang it out and die of that.
It's either
you can't get diphtheria. That's an Alaska disease. We already know that from Balto.
You have to die from you have to drown. He tried to float his wagon across the river, and he drowned.
Tried to ford his wagon.
No, he tried to ford the river. No, float it.
Well, it's fucking dumb. Nobody fucking floats the river. You got to ford that shit.
Well, if the river's too deep, you can't ford it. You have to float.
The river's too deep. You got to fucking wait until winter and go across it then.
Okay, fine. You can do that as well.
But then you get killed by Indians in the meantime. Or possibly fucking packs of wild dogs or whatever.
So, yeah. Well, if you go to this location after dark now and shout Lucinda three times, the special form of the suicidal bride is said to appear at the top of the cliff. Now, beware, though, that if the ghost of Lucinda lays a rose at your feet, it means you, too, will meet a tragic fate within the next day or two. Basically, it's like yelling, fucking Candyman, Candyman, Candyman. And the motherfucker, boom.
You yell Jolene Mary three times and she shows up and takes away your man.
Yep. Yep. Or Bloody Mary,
Now, if she showed up with, like, an actual Bloody Mary, it'd be like, this is fucking worth it. Like, she brought me vodka and V8, so.
Ew.
I don't know if that's actually what's in a Bloody Mary, to be honest. I don't know.
It is. It's actually gross. Yes.
I mean, I like V8. Gives me wicked heartburn, but it's worth it.
Bloody Marys are disgusting. My dad loves V8.
Now, what the hell is the difference between a Bloody Mary and a Bloody Caesar? I don't know what the fuck a Bloody Caesar
Never
is.
Never heard of a Bloody Caesar.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's Never heard of it. Well, Bloody Caesar is a cocktail created in Canada. Typically contains vodka, Caesar mix, which is a blend of tomato. Oh, Jesus Christ. Tomato juice and clam broth. Ugh! Ew. Hot sauce and Worcestershire sauce. Holy fuck, dude. That's why the Canadians are like such a stout people. They drink that shit. Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like clams, but fuck, I'm not going to put clam juice in a drink. Oh, that's god awful.
No.
Oh, balls.
Not going to happen.
That's why all Canadian men have hairy chests, and some of the women do, too. Oh, Jesus. There's one called a Surf and Turf, which is a Bloody Mary, and it's got shrimp and bacon in it. The fuck?
So is it like a cocktail?
Yeah.
Is it like a cocktail sauce?
I don't know. It says it's got bacon and shrimp in it, so I don't know if you, like, smash the shrimp and bacon. You run that shit through a food processor and then drink it?
You just no, because you just had me at shrimp and bacon. You had to be at bacon.
I mean, I like shrimp and bacon, but I don't want to drink it.
No, I will dip the shit out of that. I mean, I'll fucking dip, eat that shit.
See, maybe I'm weird because I'll eat shrimp without dipping it in anything.
Well, I'll eat
shrimp naked. Like, I just love, I mean,
I will I, too, you know, but
I love shrimp.
I mean, it's there. Dip it.
I can't do coconut, like coconut shrimp, like the, yeah, butterfly it out and it's in the coconut shit, but.
Well, that's just, you know, that's just a breading.
Right.
I mean.
Which I've heard is good, but I can't do it because I'll die.
I mean, I'm not a fan of it. I really just have plain old shrimp, you know.
I like my shrimp, like, cooked hot with some, like, chicken and pasta.
Mm.
That's the good stuff.
Mm. Yes. You know? Yeah. So that's my stuff. So
yep.
What about
and that you? covers our week in shrimp as well.
Yes. I mean,
welcome back to Shrimp Talk, everybody.
The best shrimp is fucking jumbo shrimp.
If you want to get in on the conversation, you can call in on our shrimp line. Number there is going to be 802.
1-800 Shrimp Talk.
Yeah. It's like fucking car talk, but for shrimp.
Yep.
We got to sit around like those old dudes on car talk and be like, so we're talking about shrimp again this week, like we've been doing for the last 36 years.
Hi, this is Jamie from Louisiana. I'm just calling to talk to you guys about. I just want to know what you know about your the different shrimp. You know, what's the best shrimp to have with linguine?
We got a letter here from Tony in Kalamazoo. Tony says he doesn't like shrimp. Well, Tony, you can go fuck yourself.
is there an acceptable way to, you know, to have or any time that's unacceptable to have jumbo shrimp?
I think if like one of your parents is on their deathbed and you're sitting there with them, you probably shouldn't be eating like shrimp cocktail. Seems a little disrespectful.
No. I'm talking about in food. That's one of our caller's questions.
I don't know if shrimp and pork go together. You know, it just seems like a weird one. You know,
if you wrap it in bacon.
Bacon is not pork.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
It is too.
Bacon is just pure fucking love. It is just, it exists.
It and when comes I say, from the pig.
Dickhead, when I said pork, I meant like pork chops or ham or some shit. Bacon is its own thing. Bacon is not pork. It is not ham. It is fucking bacon.
All right.
Enough.
I'll, you know.
I don't think bacon goes in. I don't think shrimp goes in chocolate ice cream either. But for me, that's a texture issue. You know.
Well,
you don't need to run shrimp through like the fucking chocolate fondue thing at Golden Corral. This is, again, disrespectful to chocolate and shrimp. Two things that separately are fantastic, but together just probably not good.
Hard telling, not knowing.
I don't think you need to eat shrimp with avocado because you don't need to eat avocado anyway because it's fucking disgusting.
True. You'll
it's
ruin
a snot
that.
Fruit.
You ruin the shrimp.
That is a knowing and willful waste of shrimp.
It is.
And for that, you should be castrated. Or if you're a lady, castrated. I don't know if you can castrate a woman or you like staple it shut or something. One of the two, either way.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out one way or the other. Anyway,
okay.
Before that, we got to take our break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We are back. We are going to talk about something that we have not talked about yet on the show. Not something I expected to talk about, doing an episode on Iowa. Let's talk about dragons. Yes, your look says it all. That's exactly what I thought too. And I was like, wait, what the fuck? Is I didn't realize Iowa was in medieval England, but it is apparently.
It is.
Right. So I tried to make as much sense of this as I could. It almost makes some sense, but the kind of sense that it makes, I don't really understand. Iowa is home to 27 species of reptiles, including skinks and all kinds of different snakes. So
did you make that up?
No, skinks are a real thing.
Are you what? Okay.
Look it up, bitch. They're little lizards. S-K-I-N-K, skink. It's a little ass lizard.
It's almost like you tried to say skank, but you know, you messed up.
It's like between a salamander and a gecko, size-wise. They're a real thing. So with all of that, like knowing that they have the climate for lizards and reptiles and shit, is it possible they have dragons?
Anything's possible. I mean, is it possible? You know, we had a fucking whale in Vermont.
At one time. Hundreds of thousands of years ago, yes.
Okay, back when it was covered in water. All right, fine.
Yes.
I mean...
This dates back to...
But it's possible that we have a goddamn Loch Ness monster.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
I know. But I'm... Hey, for all those people that believe...
Loch Ness? Possibly, because they are actually connected to the ocean.
Well, here, technically...
Not so much.
Lake Champlain's technically is...
Yeah, through the fucking St. Lawrence Seaway.
Yeah.
Which, that kind of... The size of that whole thing does not allow for a breeding population of an animal of that size. Neither does that rinky-dink-ass lake in comparison to some of the other lakes that we've seen.
I don't... Plus, there's this little thing called the Ice Age.
But again, if I'm wrong, I'll eat my fucking hat. If somebody proves to me that this thing is real, I will eat my hat. I promise. I will cook it and eat it.
Ugh.
But this
you heard it here,
back,
folks. He says he's going to eat his hat.
Yep. I've said it twice now.
Yes.
So this dates back to August 11th of 1887. The Bedford Times Independent newspaper had a story of a man named Lee Corder who had run into something he described as such. It was a flying serpent, writhing and twisting, with protruding eyes and a forked tongue. Great scales that glistened with the sunlight covered its huge body, which appeared to be flat and nearly a foot in width. He watched the dragon fly over his cornfield before it crashed into the corn, and he kind of kept an eye on it while it's on the ground, and it eventually regains its composure and takes flight again. So he saw this thing fly. He saw it like nosedive into the cornfield. Uh-huh. You're like, oh shit, I crashed. Get its shit together and then fly off again.
Wait, did anybody see me crash? Fuck.
That motherfucker over there. God, I wish it wasn't biologically impossible to breathe fire.
I wish I could do it. Damn it.
I'm just going to scare him. Like,
nope. Still wasn't scared. Okay. Wait. He might not look. I'm going to leave now. Boom. Got
it. It's just like locked eyes with him. And it's like, nope. 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 Just very slowly backing into the corn. And it's like, I have to figure out how to take off straight in the air. Fuck, I can't. I got to get a running start. Fuck it. And it just boogies off. Screaming like a cat with his tail caught in the door. And up into the fucking air she goes. In October of 1890, Independence, Iowa was... Independence, motherfucker. I had a hard time with Iowa in general. Because every time I typed it, I put an S at the end of it because I'm so used to
typing
real words, not fucking made up state ones. So I'm like, it's not was, it's Iowa.
Uh-huh.
In October 1890, Independence, Iowa was home to several reports of a monster with, quote, wings, a monstrous head and horns, a mouth like an alligator. The creature also appeared to be green in color and covered in scales. So now we're going to jump ahead a couple years to 2005 when a woman named Megan and her husband witnessed a flying dragon while driving on the streets of Burlington in the middle of the night. She described it as a 10-foot-long snake-like creature with bat wings and a head similar to a seahorse. So still, even a couple hundred years later, well, 100-ish years later, fairly close, descriptions.
Uh-huh.
They're not describing it as some like Arthurian dragon from England, where it's like huge and covered and it's got wings and shit.
Yeah.
It's not even like, okay, hold on. Let me just get back into it here. I also found a comment in the comment section of one of the pages that I got my research from that says, "I live in Iowa too, in Grand Mound. We see dragons like that all the time. They normally come in the harvest time when the moon is really big and red. They often take cows from my neighbor's pasture." So you don't see dragons like that. Like you don't see like a 10-foot long snake looking thing with wings that's just like swooping down and jacking cows. That would have to be a bigger dragon. Like a biggin. Like Rain of Fire style dragon, you know?
Yeah. Like a 30-40 foot dragon.
Yeah, like I said, like Rain of Fire type dragons.
Yeah, or
good ass movie.
Yeah, or Game of Thrones type dragon.
Right. I myself have spotted these dragons 6 different times, once in a group of 3. Once I saw a large blue one with 4 wings. Otherwise, they look like the ones you described. So I saw the same thing, except it doesn't look anything like what you said, but it's definitely the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's like, I saw an elephant, but it was smaller, and it had a horn in the middle of its head, right? Uh-huh. But it was still an elephant. No way it was a rhinoceros. It was totally a fucking elephant.
Well, okay. Yes and no. I can kind of get this because if you think about it, elephants. Think about it. Somebody said, "Oh, I saw an elephant," but the elephant was hairy. It had hair, and it was what's the African elephant like height wise? What is it?
I don't know, like 15, 20 feet.
Yeah, something like that. And they're then big. versus, what's it, the Mongolian?
Woolly mammoth?
No. There's other ones that are like, have hair or whatever. Right? Is it Mongolian or
Mastodons?
Is it, no, dude. There's fucking, like, we have like 3 different varieties of fucking elephants in this.
There's
in this
African world. Elephants and Asian elephants.
And there's Indian.
Same difference, but they're not furry. They have bristly hair on them, but all elephants do.
Well, they're shorter. Okay, they're a lot shorter. I thought there was 3. Anyway, but still. Oh, I saw this, and it's a lot shorter than you know. And somebody like, no, you're full of shit.
But you're still describing the same thing. You're not going from a snake with wings to an actual fucking dragon. That's not the same thing.
Well, maybe it could be the adult version of it.
It's like, hey, I grew up in Florida. I'm used to seeing manatees. I went to Africa and I saw a fucking manatee, had a giant ass head, big pinkish brown thing, came right up out of the fucking water. It's eating crocodiles and shit. Definitely a manatee.
Yeah.
You mean a hippo? No. Manatee. Same thing. But different. So one of the other things that I kind of thought about that this could potentially be, there's for sure legends in the area of Native Americans seeing thunderbirds, because that's thunderbirds were a super common thing for Native Americans. It's kind of like Sasquatch, where just about every tribe has stories of them. From the Northeast to the Southwest, from the Northwest to the Southeast, there's stories of them all across the country. The other thing that this actually does sound like something that's real. Flying snakes, which are an actual thing. They don't really so much fly. They more like jump out of trees and kind of glide. They've got these little like protuberances on their side that almost work like gliders. And they can kind of like wiggle through the air a little bit. But there's also some stories from Mesoamerica of a flying feathered serpent that I'm sure everybody is pretty familiar with, Quetzalcoatl, which these descriptions actually match pretty closely with, where it's a flying snake.
Yes.
You know, so that would make more sense to me than like the European style dragons that some of the people have described.
Dragons are, but it's, I don't know. Dragons are like everywhere though.
Right. They're across every culture, but they're all different. Like you can look at an Asian dragon and a European dragon and they don't look anything alike.
Well,
cause like the Asian dragon is a flying snake. There's no wings. European dragons, you have a couple of different varieties. You got dragons, which have two legs technically, and wyverns that have four or one. Either way, I might have those backwards. But they're not, they don't look anything alike.
Yeah. Well, dragons
are a totally different thing because that goes into a whole different kettle of fish that we could go off on a tangent with there.
Well, yeah, you could go off. I could go off on a tangent of how, you know, what they thought they were.
Because you know, I can link dragons to flood myth. my own head.
I can link dragons to ancient aliens actually coming to Earth because, you know, ball of fire, you know, not knowing what a fucking, you know, what it is. So, you know, it breathes fire. It looks, you know, a certain way, silverish or whatever. Yeah, they've linked it that way. So,
okay. Anyway, Iowa was kind of bare bones for trying to find monsters. Like this next one is another very short one. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot when it comes to cryptids in Iowa, and I tried to stick with cryptids.
Yeah, Iowa's not like a super cryptid land.
Well, you had to think, though. It's mostly farm country, and farmers don't like to talk about. This is another pretty strange one. Late October 1975, farmer Herb Pfeffer, and I'm convinced it's Pfeffer, P-E-I-F-F-E-R, Pfeffer.
Okay.
He was headed out to his... I'm going with Pfeffer. It's more fun.
Okay, sure.
Way more fun.
It sounds like a cool name.
I mean, Herb Pfeffer. Herb Pfeffer sounds like a fucking relief pitcher that, you know, worked for the Reds back in the 60s.
No. Herb Pfeffer.
Herb Pfeffer was the manager.
No, Herb Pfeffer was a door-to-door salesman.
That motherfucker sold
back in the 1950s. Yes.
Ugh.
Lecture Locks.
I hate that name now, actually. I liked him more as a baseball manager, you know?
Yes, but he wasn't. He tried.
He was the Iowa State Hawkeyes strength and conditioning coach. Anyway, Herb Pfeffer, he's headed out to his turkey pens, cruising along in his tractor. He's chugging along, and he looks over to one side, and he sees, quote, a four-legged thing covered in black hair walking through the cornfield. He kept going on with his business and finished his chore in for the night, went back to the house, told his wife, he's like, I saw something weird out there. I'm not real sure what it was, but he didn't make a big deal of it because the town that they live in, Lockridge, is a very small town. Kind of reminds me of Pittsford, but a bit smaller. The town itself is less than a full square, like a full square mile. It's little. And as of the 2000... It's fucking little. As of the 2010 census, there was 268 people in town.
Kind of reminds me of there's that town in New Hampshire that for the primary, is it primary? Is it primary or I don't know. For some election, I think it's primary, they vote first at midnight.
They have like 14 people.
Yeah, something like that. They've got like fucking like 200 and something people, but they vote first.
So this is one of those towns where if you fart sideways in your garage, everybody in town knows about it before you get back to the house.
Of course.
Again, like our hometown of Pittsford. Uh-huh. Everybody knows everything. Everybody everybody.
Yeah, you fucked up. Well, yeah. They all know about it.
Exactly. The next morning, Herb and his wife head out to see if they could possibly see if there was any tracks or anything like that. They get out to the turkey pens and find four of their birds had been killed overnight. So as they're cleaning up the carcasses, they find these strange looking 10-inch long tracks that are kind of like around the area of where the dead turkeys are.
Uh-huh.
So after helping clean up the mess, Mrs. Pfeffer is headed back to the house. And she stops dead by the apple tree and she's looking at the apples thinking something ain't quite right here. So she kind of reaches up and grabs one and they're all still hanging on the tree, but a whole bunch of them have bites taken out of them. 7 feet in the air. So she has to like get up on her tippy toes to grab one to pull it down to look at it. Uh-huh. But there's bite marks taken out of these apples. A few days later, another local, Lowell Adkins, which that's when you know you're a local, when your name is Lowell Adkins. That's local as fuck.
I am.
That dude ain't never left town.
Probably not.
Born there, growed up there, gonna die there.
Yes.
Only left town to go to the doctor.
Yes.
So he was out turkey hunting. A lot of turkeys in this story.
Uh-huh.
Iowa's famous for turkeys. I don't know.
Turkey capital of the world.
Yes, they got a shitload of chickens. We already talked about that. So he's out turkey hunting and he comes across a gruesome sight. He finds four partially eaten and destroyed wild turkeys laying in a rough semicircle in the trees.
Only thing left is the breasts.
No, they were just kind of fucked up, like ripped up, and it's turkey. I'll eat any of it. I don't give a fuck. So he also finds these really weird looking tracks in the area again, uh-huh. About 10 to 12 inches long.
Uh huh.
And he thought the tracks could have possibly been from a bear. And one of the guys he brought out to the scene thought the same thing, but as he's looking at them kind of like, they don't really look like bear tracks.
No fucking bear is 10 inches long. No bear tracks.
Yeah. You have to think though, because think about it. What the way bears walk, they step with their front paw, and when they bring their back paw in, they overlap, so it would make it look bigger than it actually is. And that's where people think a lot of Bigfoot tracks come from. But if you look at it, a bear track and a Bigfoot track are completely different. But according to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, the last recorded sighting of a black bear or a bear in general was at Spirit Lake in 1876. So just about 100 years prior to all of this happening was the last recorded sighting of any kind of bear in the state. Not in the area, in the state. So not too far from where Pfeffer's farm is located, Wendell and Gloria Olson live in that same general area. So in July of 1975, a few months previous to all of this starting, the couple had been out, running some errands in town. And then they're headed back home, and there's this old abandoned farmstead that they drive by every time they go in and out of town to do anything. So they stopped because Gloria kind of was just looking out the window, just, you're in the car, you got nothing else to do. She's just kind of daydreaming, looking out the window.
Of course.
And she notices something upright moving from building to building on the property. So she gets her husband to stop, and they're kind of just watching this thing go from building to building. Just checking everything out. And she said it was covered in brushy, wiry hair. And when it turned, it had a monkey's face. So again,
Talking Bigfoot.
Where do you put it? I mean, the two states that border anywhere near Lockridge are Illinois, which doesn't have any black bears, and Wisconsin, which does have a population of bears. Wisconsin borders a quite a ways north of Lockridge. But of course, bears don't have to follow any kind of civic laws. They can go from fucking state to state. They don't care. They don't have to have their vaccine ticket to go from state to state. But we also live in a state where the same government agency will tell you that there's no wolves or mountain lions. But I know for sure I've seen a mountain lion in Vermont, and there's potential that I have seen a wolf. I'm not sure if it was a wolf or what we have for coyotes, but I've definitely seen some big ass dogs. And I for sure have seen mountain lions in the state, even though, you know, they don't exist in New England anymore.
Well, I've seen a lot of, Maine says that they have them.
No, according to just about every state wildlife thing in New England, they will tell you the Eastern cougar is extinct, even though I've seen two of them in Maine at a fucking animal preserve where the plaque says these two were found orphaned on the side of the road in such and such New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So how did they get here if they didn't exist here, if they're extinct here? You know what I mean?
Came from Canada.
The other option is Bigfoot, like you said. So according to the BFRO, which is the Bigfoot Field Research Organization, there have been Bigfoot sightings reported in all 50 states and all the provinces of Canada.
Yep.
Fucking Rhode Island has 5 reported sightings, and this is the size of a postage stamp. So every state in the country has Bigfoot sightings. With that being said, Iowa has 76 reported sightings. Keep in mind, that's just the reported ones. That's not the ones that are people are seeing it and just going, I didn't see that. Or they're seeing it and they're not going to tell anybody what they're seeing so that because they don't want people to think they're crazy.
Yeah.
Neighboring states, Illinois has 299 reported sightings. Wisconsin has 102. And Missouri, which is south of there, has 164 sightings. But keep in mind, that's just the ones that are being reported to the BFRO. Those aren't ones that are going unreported or being reported to local law and having it go no further than that. But for most thoughts with Bigfoot, like any type of species thereof, because honestly, I don't think there's one set like this is Bigfoot. I think there's different varieties of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get like the Northwest where they're like the big fucking huge ones, but they're kind of like peaceful, whatever. Then you go down south where they're smaller, but super aggressive.
Texas.
And then you come like up this way where they look almost more human, but not quite. You know, there's some variation there. There's multiple.
They're like humans, you know?
I don't know if you want to say breeds or species or races or whatever, but there's different types of them. But most of the thought on it is that these animals kind of migrate and move with food sources, and they tend to follow waterways. Here's where that part gets weird for this, though, is Lockridge is nowhere near moving water, but it seems like there's easy food access with it being a fairly wooded area. You've got turkey farms in town, obviously. Wild turkeys cruising around. So there's food there.
Yeah.
And
some of those things move along and move from place to place.
Right. Also, Lockridge is like out in the middle of goddamn nowhere, which would make it a decent place for a large animal like that to kind of pass through unseen. It's 2 hours from Des Moines, almost 2 hours from Davenport, and it's an hour from Iowa City. So this is wicked rural. Very secluded, which means that it's a pretty good spot for something like this to travel through on its way through to wherever it's headed. You know?
Yeah.
So I think I've made a pretty solid argument for it potentially being Bigfoot.
I think it's Bigfoot.
Because when I first started reading it, it was like, oh, this is going to be some weird bipedal, like a quadrupedal thing. That's cool. Uh-huh. It's like, nah, it's just Bigfoot. You know you've been doing shit like this for too long. When you read a story, you go, oh, it's just Bigfoot. That's fine.
Yeah, it's just Bigfoot. Know? Don't worry about it.
Nothing special. It's Bigfoot.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Nothing big. Nothing to see here. Keep moving. Yeah.
Nothing to see here, people. Keep it moving.
It's just the Bigfoot. You ever heard of it? Sasquatch, Yeti, Yeren.
Well, I mean, it gets kind of into the same thing where you start doing true crime and you're like, oh, this guy only killed 3 people? Nah, I can't do that. You know?
I can't cover that. That's a waste of my time.
That's fucking rookie numbers, bitch.
Yeah, come on. Step your game up, son.
If it had been 3 people that he, like, strung up like at a fucking butcher shop and tortured for 6 weeks and then finally killed, be like, okay, there's a story here. But yeah, this is just like 3 total fucking randos that he's like, hey, what's up? And just stabbed him a bunch.
Yeah.
It's not as much fun.
No.
There was a big thing that I was like, I kind of was like, Kevin, maybe we should just do the one big thing for Iowa. But I think it deserves its own episode. There was like a tiny little somewhat unknown, really unimportant mass murder that happened in a house with an axe in Iowa. But I was like, you know, no, that deserves its own.
Yeah.
That deserves its own. We can't just kind of crowbar that into this.
Of course.
So. Anyway.
Yeah.
Why don't you take us out with some headphones?
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck this pizza up while you're doing it, too.
So head yourself on over to studio.com and go check them out. And check out all their headphones, earbuds, all that good stuff. And when you find what you want, put it in your basket. Go to checkout. Put the promo code of DarkroomRules15 in to get 15% off your entire purchase. Because, I mean, what the hell? Why not save money on whatever you want? You know, for headphones, earbuds. They are still running their special on the Etsy. They're actually reduced in price, so go check them out. And they also have
not reduced in price because they're an inferior product. They're reduced in price because they're fucking awesome. Yes. And they want you to save money when you buy them.
Yes. And also they have the Bluetooth charger for them as well. So if you want to charge them differently than plugging them in, you can set them on the little charger and charge them that way. And if, like I said, if you whatever you want, from anything from earbuds to headphones to a Bluetooth speaker, they got it. Check them out. Also, you can go over to another place if you forget about that.
DarkRoomRulesPod.com.
Yeah.
Our website. If you take the name of our show, but you take the cast off the end of it and replace it with .com, that's our website.
Uh-huh.
Only smart people are going to figure that out.
Uh-huh.
And you know what you can find there? You can find a link to our Age of Radio page where you can go find your next favorite podcast. We've got something for everybody. We've got comics. We've got true crime. We've got history. We've got beer nerds. We got sports nerds. We got us who are just fucking terrible at basically everything we touch. We're like King Midas, except we don't turn stuff into gold. We turn it into dog shit.
Uh-huh.
But hey, you can go find everything there. Everything. You can also on Dark Windows Pod, you can also go find a link to our Age of Radio. I just said that one. I'm getting pizza drunk. You can find a link to our studio friends and go check out some of their badass headphones and earmuffs. It's 9:10. Why am I talking like this already?
I don't know.
Fucking earmuffs. They don't sell earmuffs. They sell earbuds and headphones. You can also find links to all of our social media, our Facebook, where we are Dark Windows Podcast, our Instagram, where we are Dark Windows Pod, and our Twitter via Instagram, where we are also Dark Windows Pod. But yeah, that's what we got for this week. Kevin, what are we talking about next week?
Next week, we're going to cover a train robbery in Oregon that happened a few years back.
What, like 2012 or?
Well, let's just say, no, a lot further back, like a long ways back, you know, like not like turn like 1900 still. Okay.
So not like 1350.
It was a sort of train robbery. 1350. I don't think we had trains.
It was vaguely a train robbery.
Yes, and you'll know why.
It was more of a train disagreement.
No, it was a half-hearted attempt at a train robbery. Let's put it like
that. A half-assed train robbery.
A half-ass, yes, works better.
That's our subtitle. It's going to be Oregon train robbery, half-ass train robbery.
Sure.
Or do we just go with the half-assed Oregon train robbery?
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure
it out. You do everything with your whole ass, though. You don't half-ass anything.
No.
If it's worth doing, you whole ass it.
Yes. Definitely. So, yeah. So that's that's what next week's going to entail.
Fuck yeah. I'm excited. I am a robbery enthusiast. And I also dig trains, so.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty excited to see where this goes. I'm super excited for next week. That's going to be fun. But until then, just because you can't see out into the dark doesn't mean that the dark can't see into you.
Have fun.
Good night, music.